choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hey friends, I'm Dan Foster. I'm pastor and host of the radio program Grace Thoughts. Grace Thoughts is heard on this great radio station from Monday through Friday at 12 noon during the lunch hour. Remember Jeremiah's famous prayer to God, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart."
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God, and it is He who has made us and not we ourselves. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Man, some of us could get free this morning if we would just realize it's the Lord who made us and we ain't self-made people. A lot of us, we think we done created our circumstances and framed up our life, and we've made our plans and our 401ks and our future, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But how many know it's God who has made you, not you yourself? You didn't get where you are because of anything you've done. You got where you are because of the way He made you. He put you together. You might be successful, but how many of you know it's God that gave you the ability? God has made you look the way you look. He made you run the way you run. He made you talk the way you talk. God did that to you, amen? Because He's God. you know why I know that? Because every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. And y'all are good and perfect in your Father's eyes. Touch somebody and say, "It's just good to be a child of God this morning." Amen. The Lord has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Verse 4 says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good." I'm going to try that over here. I said, "For the Lord is good." I go, "All right, now we're getting somewhere. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures to all generations." That means He keeps getting passed down and passed down and passed down and passed down. He's got more mercy than you know what to do with. Thank God for His mercy. Amen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, how many of you understand that the shout precedes the victory and a shout comes after the victory? You shout going into battle and you shout coming out after you won. See, the shout gets you ready to go in, and then after you win, you have a shout coming out. Come on, you've been to some football games. How many of you know when the team takes the field and they bust through the paper and they run out on the field, they ain't coming out there going, "Well, we might play football today. We might throw a touchdown. I don't know." That's not what they do, ladies and gentlemen. They run out on the field, and what are they doing? They are shouting a victory call. And how many of you know after the last second ticks off the clock at the fourth quarter that the whole football team that just won the game, you can't shut them up because they're out in the middle of the field. And not only are they shouting now, but they're singing and they're dancing. Why? Because they've got the victory that they shouted for. Touch somebody and say, it's okay to shout. My God. That's why we get loud here. We like to rejoice in the Lord. My God. You say, Pastor, I don't like to shout. I rejoice on the inside. No, 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 you don't. That word rejoice means that you shout. Your shout is the evidence of victory. That's why the devil's always trying to keep your mouth together and keep you from saying anything or keep you from saying the right thing. Because if he can get your confession off, he can get your life off. Nothing ever works out for me. Well, keep talking that way. Nothing will ever work out for you. Come on, somebody. It's the shout that's made in faith that takes doubt away. When we get in faith and declare what God has done. That's why when you pray, the Bible instructs us to use our voice. There's nowhere in the Bible where it tells you to go pray with a moment of silence. That ain't in there. I've read the book. I ain't making fun of nobody. I'm just telling you the truth. Come on, when you pray, it's got to come off your lips. They're formed with words. There's a reason for that. Because what's on the inside's got to begin to manifest on the outside. Amen. I understand some of y'all might not want to go to a church that makes you nervous. It's going to be okay. Don't worry. You'll be all right. The peace of God will be here with you today. We have peace in here too. Peace be unto you. Amen. Everything's going to be all right. We got it printed on the front of the church building right when you come in on that plaque. Everything's going to be all right. How many of you recognize that in the presence of the Lord, the Bible says that the voices of thousands upon thousands upon thousands. It actually uses the word myriads. That myriads of angels are shouting today. They're shouting. God is not sitting in silence.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
He is surrounded by praise. So how many understand that earth ought to reflect of what's going on in heaven? That if they're doing it in heaven, we ought to be doing it down here. How many of you understand that heaven is not defeated? Heaven is not in a bad mood. God's not having a bad hair day. Heaven didn't have a bad week. Things are looking pretty good up there. Heaven is not in crisis mode today. Amen. Heaven is not anxious this morning about the circumstances of your life. Heaven has given you victory over the circumstances of your life. Jesus has made victorious over every name. Every name that has been named, Jesus is made victorious. Amen. Not only in this world, but in the world to come, he is victorious. I'm going to try that again. You are victorious in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of you know Oral Roberts used to say it this way? Something good is about to happen to you. I used to like to just listen to him on TV, and he said he'd open the show. He'd open the show on TV, on TBN, or he'd be in the tent. He'd open up the revival, and he'd say, something good is about to happen to you. Come on, go ahead and declare that over your life this morning. That'll change your whole mindset this morning. That'll change the way your outlook on life. That'll change how you feel. That'll make your yo-yo emotions calm down and say, something good is really about to happen to me. Some folks get up every morning, well, I wonder if it's all going to fall apart today. This could be the day. I wonder if the news will get any better. Woo. I mean, if you get up in the morning and you just say, I believe something good is about to happen in my life, then you've prepared yourself for something good to happen in your life. That's why you can't get out of bed, because you get out of bed running your mouth, talking down everything that's about to happen that day. Amen. You got to get out of bed declaring that God has already prepared for you what he's preparing you in. I mean, God is always preparing you for what he's prepared for you. He's got a plan and a destiny for your life. His mercies are new every morning. His faithfulness endures forever. Hallelujah. Every day I get up, God is smiling over my life. He's looking down. He's going, that's my boy. And not only is he saying, that's my boy, he's singing over me and he's dancing over me. You mean God actually gets off the throne and dances over me? Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Some of y'all need to realize this morning that good things are headed your way. God says, I have a plan for you. And it's filled with good and not evil. It's going to give you a future. It's going to give you a hope. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody asked Winston Churchill one time, they said, Mr. Churchill, Lord Churchill, what's the definition of success? And Winston Churchill said this. He said, success is the ability to go from failure to failure to failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. Some people go from failure to failure and you don't know they ever even went anywhere because my life is over. They're singing that song off of Hee Haw. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. What in the world? You got to be enthusiastic. Sometimes God wants you to fail your way forward, because in that failure, he makes you who you are. Come on, the testing, the wilderness, the storms of life are really good for you if you embrace them and see God in it. When you get up every day and say, it don't matter how far I got knocked down yesterday, I'm getting up again today. Don't matter if I get knocked down today, I'm going to get up again tomorrow. And I'm going to do it with a smile on my face, because my daddy in heaven loves me. I know my God, and my God loves me. Come on, somebody. You need to understand something this morning. Your life is in the hands of God. It's not in your hands. And God has planned good things for you to give you a future and a hope. My God. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in here this morning. Touch somebody and say, something good is coming your way. Just go ahead and prophesy. Lay your hand up and say, something good's about to happen to me today. Something good's in my future. There's hope in my life. Something good is coming to me. Something good is coming to my kids. Something good is coming to my life. Something good is coming to my house. Something good is about to happen to me. Oh, Lord God, we pray over the Treasure Coast. Lord, we say something good is coming to the Treasure Coast. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that Truth Church, God, that something good is happening in Truth Church. It's about to happen in this place, and the devil cannot stop it. Hallelujah. Something good is happening to me today. This is important to me today. I'll be important to you too. This is where life hits the road. Well, sometimes, how many know you can get up in the morning and start out your day and things just don't go right? I'm sharing this with you because we all need to know God is into something doing good business. That's his plan. That's his agenda. He likes to do good things. Amen. I share this with you because we've had a tremendous summer of outpouring and reaching kids' lives, and God's taking care of things financially, but it ain't like the devil's just sat back and left us alone. A couple of months ago, we got a letter in the mail. We were being sued for $90,000. I mean, that's not something you want to get in the mail. Amen. Found out that the IRS took the nonprofit status away from Christian Fellowship Alive Ministries, along with 275,000 other ministries in the country, which means that if we don't get it worked out by the end of December, then we're going to have to pay $2,000 a month in taxes, extra in property tax. I mean, I got to remind myself that God's doing something good in my life. Amen. Then we got a notice from the bank. They said, we give you a mortgage. We were on your side. And I said, yes, thank God we got the mortgage on the place. Well, we're going to have to raise your insurance policy. It's going to be another $1,500 a month. What? I mean, no, this is just stuff. It's just stuff. we're working it out, but it's just stuff. Sometimes when you get up, it just seems like the very first hour, something happens. And then the second hour, something else happens. And then the third hour, something. And by lunchtime, man, it's like your brains have been beat out. Amen? How many of Paul said, I was shipwrecked? I've been beaten. I've been stoned. I've been left for dead. They thought I was dead because I smelled like I was dead. I spent nights in the deep. He's talking about being lost out at sea for a few days. I don't know if anybody's ever been out in the middle of the ocean. I have. I can't even imagine being out in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea somewhere for 3 days without no hope of being rescued. That's got to be a bad feeling. No raft, no plank of wood, just treading water for 3 days. I have a hard time not being able to see what's going on around my feet anyway. Woo! And then he said, on top of all that stuff going on, I got the daily concerns of the church. Every day there's something going on, he said. Listen, I believe God's called us to be a part of this ministry. He's called Kim and I to lead this ministry. He's called you to be a part of this ministry. He's called you to be in leadership if you're in leadership here. Amen. But sometimes it does look like all hell's been breaking loose, don't it? Not just here, but in our own personal lives. Amen. How many of you this morning feel like you've done everything right and everything you looked at was supposed to be right, but everything was going wrong? Anybody? I'm glad I'm not alone. You know, the Bible says if you're being persecuted because you're an evildoer, you just be quiet. You ain't got no reason to complain and whine. You're getting what you deserve. Because how many know if you did wrong, you're going to suffer the consequences for doing wrong? Right? Go ahead and it's coming. There's going to be consequences for it. But he said if you suffer evil because you did right, then you got to learn how to lift up your voice. You got to learn how to get a shout on. You got to look up higher and recognize that while there might be some stuff going on your life, God is on your side. And if you'll get your voice connected with the truth of God and get your shout on, you can defeat the enemy in your life. How many know in Psalms 25 the Bible says that your integrity will preserve you? Somebody say integrity. Watch this. Job's wife came to Job and said, Job, I know this thing about going to church seemed like a great idea and serving God. It worked for a while, us being God servers, and we were doing pretty good, and we were pretty blessed, and we were more prosperous than anybody else in our neighborhood, Job. Things were just great. Things were going great. But she said, I looked out the window one day, and I saw a tornado. And the tornado come in and knocked down our barn and killed all of our cows. And then I turned around and the house got blown away, Job. And then after the house, next thing you know, all of our children were killed, Job. They're all dead. I really I don't know why God didn't kill his wife. I think the devil left her there so she could torment Job. That was another one of Job's problems. I mean, God will always leave people in your life to push your buttons, because pushing your buttons is the thing that causes you to move on to the next level of your life. Button pushing is good for you. So why are they pushing my buttons? God's trying to teach you something. Amen? It's the fastest way to achieve growth. I'm not talking about taking a test. I'm talking about somebody getting up there and pushing your button. Then you know if you pass the test. Somebody cuts you off in traffic and you chase them for 30 miles down the road with your head hanging out the window, you failed the test. Better repent and get it right. All right now. She came to Job and she said, Job, honey, why don't you just recognize something? This thing don't work the way they said it was going to work. This following God thing don't work. Why don't you just curse God and die? Go ahead, Job. Curse God and just die. Put yourself out of your misery. And the Bible says that Job said, naked I came into this world, and naked I'll leave. God has given, and God has taken away. Now watch this, watch this. How many of you understand that that was a true statement? Job made that statement. Come on, isn't that right? But that was not truth. It's true that he made the statement, but the statement that he made was not truth. Everything in the Bible is truly stated, but not everything in the Bible is stated truth. Come on, amen. There's numerous examples of people saying something that wasn't true. They were contradicting God's nature. And this is what Job was doing. But Job said that, but he wasn't true what he said. God does not take away. That's not part of his nature. Amen? Now, from Job's perspective, at that moment, it looked like God took it away. But even while Job had the wrong perspective, even while he was looking at this thing incorrectly, he said, I will not curse God with my lips, but I will maintain, watch this, my integrity before the Lord. Somebody say integrity. I mean, as time went along, that God dealt with the issues that were in Job's life. And Job finally came to a point in his life where he said, you know what? I realize it wasn't God that took it all away. But watch this. Even if it was, come on, is this helping anybody today? Even if it was, how many know we play a game of who did it? Who did it? Well, we play it all the time. Hard things, bad things happen to us sometimes. Who did this to me? Why did this happen to me?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA-compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.